This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour. This is a weekly exercise courtesy of some important professionals in the world of talk radio. News talk radio is the focus. And with us to discuss the charts that have been provided to us by Talkers Magazine this week is one Joe Crummy, who has a podcast, an audio podcast. It's called Evil Thoughts. The most recent one has to do with North Korea and Guam and who's going to get blown up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Will it be all fire and fury? That conversation we can have perhaps during the course of our get-together today. Also joining us is broadcast professional Victoria Keelan, who's a part of the DJV show, which all these people are connected to me in one way or another, by hip or by crick, instead of hook or crook, right? Hip, yeah, I get it. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington always has something to say. I wanted to use that line because, Richie, you may have heard me use this before. It's been said about me that I always have something to say when there's nothing to be said.
You are the king of having something to say when there is nothing to be said.
Here I am in the right place.
Right, and many times you will sing those somethings to say when there's nothing to be said.
I sing when there's nothing to be sung.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to start our discussion, which will last through the balance of this hour, by going through the charts for this week. It's the week of August 7th to the 11th. 10 items, as usual, have been scored by the research, listening to radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country that are running this format. So then we have the list of people, and most of them are related to the stories. But as far as the stories are concerned, number 10, nothing unusual about our discussions. Many people love to talk about what's going on in sports. So, therefore, especially with the beginning of the NFL season, Patriots lost to the Jaguars, right?
Yeah, Redskins lost to the Ravens.
It's a new world order, Richie, in sports. All right, so anyway, did you see?
Oh, you know one interesting conversation I had about football this week?
What, Richie? What one interesting conversation?
Yeah, please tell us what was it, dude.
The football, the NFL, of course, being greedy and like wanting to extend the season so they can get more money, which I would be good at. There was an idea thrown around where they, the thought is, players can only play 16 games if they extend the season to 18 games. Yeah. So it would be a little bit like baseball where you'd have to figure out where to sit your quarterback, where to sit your receivers, where to sit your best linemen. And some buddies of mine and I were discussing that back and forth through social media this week, and we just thought it was kind of a fun idea to add to football. So extend the season to 18 games, gives us all more football, right? What's not to like? And then
very exciting.
It adds a little bit of just strategy.
A little drama.
Strategery. Right, yeah. In the game and the planning and the coaching of it.
So you have to have another quarterback that you want to use, right?
You would have, having a second quarterback would be key, because otherwise you're just throwing those two games away. Neat.
If, if it means more screen time for Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm down with it.
The sexist side of things.
That's not sexist. I'm celebrating
his sexiness.
All right. So before we leave this, I would like Victoria to bring us up to snuff on the baseball parks where you get food.
Did you guys see the story this week?
But let me guess. Wrigley and Fenway are the dirtiest.
Fenway is the second cleanest.
Really?
This was based on food safety. So this isn't necessarily the overall cleanliness, but it's food safety. So, so Fenway was number two. Number one was Safeco, where the Seattle Mariners play.
Sure.
The worst was the Tropicana down
not
in
surprised.
Florida.
Not surprised.
That had something like 200, I don't have it in front of me right now, but they had like 264 violations.
A lot of people complain. Very good.
Like live rodents being visible, insects, food not held at the right temperature, people not practicing cleanliness, you know, washing hands and accepting money
It's still owned by that guy that owns the largest trash refuse company in the country?
No, you're talking about Wazenga.
Yeah.
But it was sort of surprising that down at the way, way bottom was Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
in Baltimore, the Oriole Park was really bad. Dodger Stadium was really bad, too. It was surprising. It was very eye-opening. They ranked all 28 ballparks, so... I think your Nationals, Rich, were somewhere in maybe around in the high teens. Okay. So it wasn't the worst, but it wasn't.
Well,
great
Yankees,
either.
We have standards. We just do, all right? And yeah, I'm just surprised you're surprised.
Just keep them. The standards.
We keep them. We have standards.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, it's easy for me to declare that the Yankees suck.
Well, it's easy for everybody. Well, you know what? That's because you're intimidated by us. I mean, that's your problem. Right. You know, we don't care. We don't care. I mean, you guys are all sweaty about it, but we don't care.
I also just think it's hilarious that one person here who would never
Doug
go
wants to move
a
on.
Game. I know, but the one person here who would never go to a game is Doug. And so he's got
a game
to see.
I've gone to a baseball game with Doug. I went to a Nationals game with Doug.
Yeah. Right.
I've
been to
No, no. He actually, it was his idea.
Wow.
He had a date with him. And he paid for the tickets.
All right, number nine. The Netflix and Disney, this whole scam is pretty scary. Victoria, once again, I'm going to put her in the driver's seat here because she's pretty good when it comes to technology and how it is that these people are able... not only with Netflix, isn't there HBO?
This is something different. This is Disney saying they're pulling all of their movies from Netflix.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah. And they're going to start their own streaming service just for Disney movies.
Right.
But Disney has a big enough catalog that that makes sense for them. They don't need Netflix.
Right.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I think they should be broken up. I think it's too big of a company. I've heard rumors they have their own Air Force now, and this has got to stop.
Yeah, stop it now. Before Burbank will become the capital of California, but not careful. All right, so let's do the hack thing, because I think that's a good sub-story here in terms of what people who are trying to wait for the Game of Thrones to end or whatever. I did my best to spoil the end of House of Cards, because now Frank Underwood is out. For those of you who didn't know, he's no longer the president, and his wife killed her lover. All right? How's that?
Man. The season I was watching, he's still a congressman.
No, really? You're way behind.
Why'd you ruin it for me?
Way behind.
Doug loves ruining it.
All right. So what about the hack, though?
Well, the hack is still an ongoing investigation with the FBI.
What hack?
The HBO hack.
Okay.
Game of Thrones was specifically targeted, and they don't really what they're dealing with right now is the emails. They're trying to figure out if the hackers have personal emails, if they have what type of information they got from internal data from HBO.
I think they got everybody's home number, didn't they? Weren't they putting the House of Thrones or Game of Thrones stars' home phone numbers?
I
saw that.
Yeah, there's a lot to this. This is seven times larger than the Sony hack from a few years ago, so it's a big deal.
Well,
so
Richie, you asked the right question. For those who may not know it, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, or even if you're not, these people have the hacksters have come in and they've gotten a hold of episodes and they want to get paid off by HBO so that they won't release. But I think they've already released some of the stuff. Without being paid, right?
They did, yeah. They have spoilers that they've released. So I'm guessing you're one of the hackers because you love spoilers.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a hacker. All right, let's see here. We have up next, Taylor Swift gets groped. Film at 11, or maybe not. But in the meantime, most everybody knows that story, so we'll get to it in a matter of moments. Right now, the story focuses on you and your health. You're about eating clean. I know you are. You don't want added sugars. You don't want processed food. You want to better your health. That's why. And if you drink a cup of coffee in the morning, this is a message for you as well. Never mind Starbucks and the $5 that you have to pay for a cup of coffee. But if you want that added boost of energy, healthy, pure, natural energy, no added sugars, no chemicals, no caffeine, nothing, you'll reach for Super Beets. Super Beets is all organic. It is vegan. You get the benefit of three whole beets in every teaspoon and every capsule, the Neo 40 capsules, same thing. You put them in your mouth. They dissolve instantly. Your body's going to feel that charge because the nitric oxide in the beets opens up your artery. Your arteries are going to be able to carry the blood much better, much faster, with more pressure into your muscles, into your brain, into every myocardial part of your body. So sign up now. This is the really best way of you dealing with that slump in the late afternoon. I know Richie goes through it. Richie's on these. Victoria's on these. Joe hasn't made the cut yet. All right. So blood flow, healthy circulation. This is a way for you to keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. The secret to supporting healthy circulation, you can find at the other end of 800-655-4183. That's the number to call in and get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Try it. You'll like it, as the old ad went. 800-655-4183. Free supply. 30-day supply plus free delivery with your first order. DougLikesBeats.com. I'm going to go there online. That's a cool place to get information and to order. Either DougLikesBeats.com for Super Beats or 800-655-4183.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In California, the solar energy lobby is so powerful that the legislature passed a law making direct sunshine a legal human right to which all citizens are entitled. That sounds nice, since we all like sunshine. But does that give one the right to sue his neighbor for letting a tree grow or for adding a home addition that might create shade? It does in California, and such lawsuits are now common. Citizens there should look through the lens of liberty and read the Constitution. The genius of America's founding documents is that they spell out exactly what rights citizens are entitled to and what powers the government has. I love sunshine, and I love trees, but those are not rights under the Constitution, and we certainly don't need the state to decide who needs sun and who needs shade.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Great knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
All right, so Taylor Swift says this disc jockey grabbed her bare ass and assaulted her. A definite grab. Hey. A long grab. Do you have to hit that, Richie? I think you can.
No, I let it go.
Okay.
You said the A word. Oh, my God.
I did. So the number 8 item this week is the Taylor Swift groping case, in which a drunk disc jockey stuck his hand up her skirt. And so she's suing him for $1 because he sued her. He lost his job because of all this, because she complained. So he sued her, and she's suing him back again. And I'm betting she's going to win. I'd put my money on her in this particular.
My lawyers are bigger than yours.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Plus, it was a long grab, Richie. 21 after the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Huh.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 and change after the hour. You're listening to an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine as part of their countdown efforts every week. We have 4 broadcast professionals. I'm including myself on that list. Victoria Keelan from the DJB Show, Rich McFadden from the Good Day program, and Joe Crummy, who's on his own. He's on an island. He's down in Catalina.
We do the podcast every day from what apparently is going to be ground zero. Okay, so I want some points for this when we get
ground zero. You mean when Kim Jong-un shoots his rocket?
That's right. He's threatening L.A. and we don't. So we take it personally. So
that's on the list here. We'll get to that in a little bit. We've done number 10 sports talk radio. The Netflix streaming. Disney's taking back their product. Number 9. Taylor Swift gets groped and is going to win that court case. Even the station manager at the station where that guy works said he did it. So, goodbye.
Yeah, you're done.
Number 7, Eric Bolling being suspended from Fox. Subtext to that, Jeffrey Lord getting suspended from CNN. These things so annoy me, I'm not even going to talk about it. I give you the opportunity, all of you, to have your discussion. But these people, these self-serving blowhards, get paid to go on and throw mud against the wall or grenades in the room or whatever it is. It's a complete and utter waste of time. I can't even begin to find people in my life who have so little to do with their time that they watch these idiots just gab and say nothing.
There is an absolutely focused attack on conservative television, and George Soros is behind it, and they are successfully disassembling Fox. They're trying to go after Sean Hannity, but Sean Hannity's not a lech.
Pretty squeaky clean.
Yeah, he's not a lech, so they're not going to be
Soros focusing on the lecherism, and that's how.
Well, it's just easy. I mean, he finds Bill O'Reilly has been harassing women.
Right.
He framed O'Reilly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the one who creates the campaign and then supports it. Yes, but he did it.
Well, O'Reilly handed them a loaded gun.
You notice Soros isn't going after anybody at MSNBC. Or CNN.
Rachel Maddow, is she sexually active with anybody there?
Wouldn't know because Soros wants her there. So
Eric Bolling is denying all of it. And what are the charges that he has sent a picture of his thing to somebody unsolicited, right? And they're going to have to prove that. He says no, and he's launched a lawsuit.
Who's he suing?
He's doing the writer at the Huffington Post, I think, and not the Huffington Post. And apparently that is significant. I had to think that one through. But the writer stands by the story. Bowling
so Huffington Post is an aggregator. Where did the story originate?
It was a writer? No, seriously, a writer.
Really?
That's my understanding. Yeah, somebody who writes for the Huffington Post. I could be wrong, Doug, but that's
the story originated there.
Well, the Huffington Post is the left to the Drudge on the right. And Drudge doesn't create his own stuff. He just aggregates stuff, and I think Huffington Post, for the most part, does the same thing on the left. So, Jeffrey Lord, same thing with him. He's an incompetent professor, but maybe they're
he's not a sexist. He's a Nazi.
Yeah, he's a Nazi. Right.
He's a Hitler guy.
He said Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil, which you can't say. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know we're not allowed to say that now. No, I didn't even know that.
But why would you say anything like that?
Because you're mocking somebody.
He was mocking somebody.
Because you're mocking somebody who is saying, hey, you know, there's only one point of view here, and this is what it is, and everybody else shut up. And you go, oh, Sieg Heil. Like, that's what he was doing. And he got canned for it.
I'm just trying to figure out what there is about people's lives that these folks have any impact or import at all, no matter whether you're watching CNN or you're watching MSNBC or you're watching Fox. Why? The 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This program is free. Enjoy it while it lasts. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy.
Oh, a ticket.
Oh, yeah. It is? How much you pay? Where's my money?
Bucks.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. Here's my money, buddy.
All right, so the stories that are on the charts for this week, from Talkers Magazine, that's the focus in this hour. Every week, those of us who are seasoned broadcast professionals have ideas, we have thoughts. Joe's you can get by going to his daily podcast. We'll get to some of the things that he's done this week. Some of the people think Joe's a little cracked. But
you think, who would say that?
I don't think he's a little cracked.
I'm a cracked. I'm evil.
I think he's a lot cracked.
He's a lot cracked. Yes.
Uh-huh. Cracked. I'm evil.
All right. So let's get to the next item. Number six on the countdown has to do with how well Wall Street is doing and the economy in general, despite all of the hoopla this week. Some of the markets around the world got soft after Trump said, we were going to, what's the fire and fury?
Fire and fury. Yeah, we will meet you with fire and fury. Yeah.
The likes of which the world has never known before. Right. Don't forget that caveat.
Now, right. Okay. So that shook up the markets a little bit. But generally speaking, Dow Jones over 22,000. A great time to have your 401k invested in things that are service-oriented. Imagine people who bought Amazon stock or Google stock or a Facebook stock or any of these stocks when they were early on. And then you look around. If you got somebody who's really good at understanding the markets, look for the subsets, the companies that are supporting these bigger companies are the ones to invest in. Although you can still make a buck, but it takes a lot to get into Amazon. What is it, $1,000 a share now, I think, or something like that?
Probably close
to that, yeah.
Yeah, so people.
I talked to my neighbor who was going to sell cash out his 401k when Trump got elected. I'm going to see if he actually did that.
Why? That'd be the dumbest thing to do.
He was sure everything was going to crash.
But Trump is Hitler. Remember that, so you want to save your money.
Right. Yes, right. Exactly. All right. Let's see. What is, by the way, the evil thought that you have on it's Joe Crummy After Dark. What did you subject your listeners to on that podcast? joke
well,
from
you
me
subject
after
you
dark.
To more entertainment than you have a right to expect.
Oh, come on. I don't mean that.
Don't be a wise guy.
What really goes on there? Come on.
Well, the joke from me after dark is the one we do on weekends to get you through. It's a little bit back to the normal one. And we play a little music on that little guitar. You're,
really?
You hear me perform.
You got your guitar with you today?
See? I could grab it if you really want.
Yeah, I think it's, that's part of your entertainment quotient. Value.
That's exactly right.
All right. Meaning... no disrespect to anybody else. Richie, by the way, is a pretty good guitarist, too. But I've never... Actually, I did ask you one day to play the guitar in the air, and I think we were all quite impressed. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. If you could pull a Hendrix, you know, just play it upside down.
Right, he can do that. He just that turn up the electric amp and just scream, let it scream.
Doesn't sound like Hendrix when I do it, but I can do it.
I can do it, too. Right, it's nothing you want to listen to. Right, exactly. I definitely can do it.
All sounds the same. Number five, the White House war on leaks. What is left to be said about that? I don't, unless you're watching House of Cards, there are all kinds of leaks there. That, by the way, I mentioned that a couple of times. That there are so many things that follow what's going on in the real world in that script, it really makes it that much more entertaining. At any rate, I don't know that this is a, I haven't seen or heard anything this week that was any different than last week. Anybody got anything new on the war on leaks or the focus
on
leaks?
Well, I think it's telling that there that there weren't leaks there, and I also think it's really interesting. At least this week, they announced they busted or tried to bust Paul Manafort 3 weeks ago or whatever it was. What I think is significant about that is there haven't been any leaks. If there was anything good they got, I'm sure it would have been leaked.
Hmm. There you go.
There ain't no leaks.
If Trump wants to survive, he's got to fix this though.
Yeah,
he's just getting stabbed.
Well, isn't the new fellow in charge? Isn't he doing to fix that?
We'll see. Yeah. Yep. Mm.
All right, number four, the Valley, I think this started with Google, Silicon Valley, and the sexist. Who's surprised at this? The people who start these companies, not that Americans aren't capable of it, but the two, isn't it a Russian? Where are they, Victoria? Where do these guys come from? One of them's a Russian who started Google. Who's the other one?
The other one meaning what company?
There's two guys that started Google.
There's the Indian guy.
This is pretty much a Google, or at least it started in a Google. Now everybody's looking to see if it's the situation elsewhere on these campuses. But these people come from cultures. Many of them, Zuckerberg's an American. And so maybe because I saw, or what I thought I saw, was that Google was the main focus of this. And these two guys, one of them is a Russian, the other is an Indian, if I'm not mistaken. That's where the culture is sexist. So
yeah.
Right? I mean, is there...
And a lot of women have come forward working at various companies. It's not just Google. But a lot of women have come forward, you know, with documentation that they're doing the same job and being paid less. And that's where this all started, really, with the Google thing, is because they're a government contractor. The government has gone to audit all of their payroll and found that they claim they were paying everyone equally, but they're not. So that's where it all really started, and then it kind of snowballed from there.
Sleaze. The sleaze factor. Number three on the countdown, working your way to number one, the feud among the advisors in the White House. Is this something that started on the first day, or is it starting before that? I'm not sure that the Trump, in this way, you know, I give him a lot of credit because he's done well in business, and he is getting, you know, I think he's one of these people, okay, look over here in my right hand, I have this shiny ball, follow that, and over here my left hand is getting things done. But in this case, it seems to me he's not a great leader, scratch leader. He's not a great administrator. There's too much of this stuff going on. There's too much turmoil and uproar. It's okay in the private business sector where you're held accountable, period. But then in this circumstance, it just sees we're paying for all of this.
And he's also used to doing business with a sledgehammer, which works in New York in the real estate business, but it doesn't work inside the Beltway when you're trying to get something through Congress. So he's learning.
I like what he was doing with Mitch McConnell this week, the same thing he did with the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
Yeah,
I mean, I like it that he's doing that.
I think a good bit of sledgehammer negotiations need to be done here in Washington, but you know, there's certain points where you need finesse, and he's got to learn that as well.
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell's an old fossil. He needs to hit the road And they need to have somebody.
Right. I mean, you think about it. You know, it's funny. I was watching. I don't know how much time we have here, but I was just looking at it, and I was thinking about it last night. These Republicans have had 7 years screaming and yelling about we've got to repeal and impale Obamacare. And they get their chance. I mean, they had their total chance on it. They couldn't get it done. And I think Trump is right to call this guy out and go, hey, you're the leader of the Senate. You've got the Senate. You've got the House. You got the presidency. I've got the pen. I'm ready to sign it. You couldn't get it done. Now, and you missed by one vote. Now get back there and get to work and stop it.
Well,
so I'm an angry man.
No, there's an interesting line in House of Cards. I keep using this as an example because it's fresh in my mind, using various things from this season's House of Cards. But there's a reference in one of the episodes to, as you just said, getting things done and why people vote the way they do. It's never that you're told. The line is something along the lines, you're not told how to vote, but you're told what will happen to you if you don't vote that way. And is it right? So
that's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah. It is when you.
And I was wondering that just last week when the healthcare negotiations failed. Why can't they just walk up to these guys and say, listen, if you ever want to be able to do anything while you're in office for the next few years until until you lose your next election because we won't support you, get on board.
Yeah. I think they do that.
But yet it didn't work.
Doesn't work. If they do it,
well, it depends on, you know, the people that, do you have that leverage or not? They apparently didn't have that leverage with Susan Collins in Maine, who is a total rhino anyway.
What's wrong with that? I'm a rhino. I'm not even a rhino anymore. I don't want to be a rhino.
Right, you're not even a rhino. I mean, no, rhino means fake-o, okay?
Oh, come on. That's insulting. Just because it doesn't go along the lines of what you think a Republican whack job is all about, then if they're all bad. Rockefeller Republicans, Bill Weld, who is a governor of Massachusetts, did a fabulous job as a great Republican. I wished he'd have run.
I liked him a lot. He would have had my vote.
Instead of with that other whack job from Gary,
Gary Johnson,
Bill Weld would be a fabulous. Bill Weld and Bloomberg would make a wonderful president, vice president combination.
That was my dream team.
Get things doing. Yeah, and people on both sides could go for
both sides, say it.
Yeah,
right. My Republican friends who voted for Trump and are still happy that they voted for Trump all say if Bloomberg ran, he would have had their vote.
Yeah. You have Republican friends? I'm surprised to hear that.
I'm in the minority, mostly.
I would have voted for him.
He's not a Republican,
that's for sure.
I mean, I know you like him, but he's not really a Republican.
You get down to the Hillary factor, and most people they didn't know what Trump's real deal was. They knew what Hillary's was, and they didn't want anything to do with her.
The baggage was just too much, and they went the other way.
Oh, Trump isn't a Republican. He's
not. He's a Democrat. Right. He is.
He's
acting a lot like a Republican.
Actually, he's a rhino. Get that, Joe. Trump is a rhino.
Well, yeah, you know what? Touche on that. I think he's apolitical. If Hillary had been a Republican, he would have run as a Democrat.
So Hillary was asexual and he was apolitical. Okay.
Nice.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine that need to be included at least once in every hour. So let me tell you what Talkers has come up with this week for the top 10. At number 10, the usual sports talk radio focus, NFL camps opening up, fights among the players, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9, Netflix is going to lose all the Disney content. That is a pretty interesting story. Number 8, Taylor Swift and the groping legal case. Number 7, Eric Bolling gets canned by Fox and the ramifications of that amongst those listening to these talk radio programs. Wall Street and how good the economy is. Number 6, the war on leaks continues. Why doesn't Trump get rid of everybody who's a leaker? The sexism in Silicon Valley, number 4. The feuds among advisors of the White House, number 3. Investigations galore of the Trumpsters, number 2. And North Korea is number 1. 45 past the hour. Trump and Trump and more Trump as we finish off our look at the discussion of the stories that are on the Talkers top 10 list this week.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know that 1 in 3 family pets will get lost? Microchips don't replace a tag and collar, but they can make a big difference when it comes to getting your pet back. Gidget the dog from Pittsburgh was found more than 2,500 miles away in Portland, Oregon, thanks to a microchip. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association encourages you to make sure your pets are microchipped and to check their information on August 15th as part of National Check the Chip Day. Here's Dr. John Howe of Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
We have scanners that will pick up all 3 or 4 brands of chips, and it's just great because if you lose your dog, it's just the biggest heartache in the world, or other pet or cat. We microchip a lot of things, horses even. So it's great if you can have somebody check that and get it returned to the owner.
Today's Microchip Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn how microchipping increases your pet's chances of returning home if lost. That's avma.org.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
As far as people are concerned this week, here's a list of the top 10 who seem to be a part of almost every discussion on every program every day this week. At number 10, Senator John McCain. At number 9, John Kelly and Stephen Miller. At number 8, Taylor Swift. Eric Boling is at number 7. Mitch McConnell, number 6. Paul Manafort, number 5. Putin, Pukin as he is, number 4. Bannon and McMaster sort of tied at number 3. I don't understand that because, well, anyway, I'm just going through the list now. Keep your comments to yourself, Doug. Kim Jong-un, number 2 on the people list, and that would, when you listen, and wait, I haven't heard Trump's name yet. Well, that's because he's number 1. Number 1 this week, most talked about person on the radio, is the President Donald Trump. So there's the people list for you. At your service and on your side, I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. So we have a couple of minutes to finish this off. Joe and Victoria and Richie and I are very thankful you're listening to this. Thank you very much for your attention. The Trump, I don't know, the Russian investigation, I don't think there's anything new there, but the North Korean thing. The targeting of Guam or Hawaii or Washington or Seattle or whatever. Who really is foolish enough to think that even if the missiles were launched, that they'd get anywhere? I don't even...
They wouldn't get 10 feet off the ground before they get shot down.
They get shot down. So what are we getting into this whole royal...
Unless we missed them.
Well, there's so many anti-ballistic missiles, Richie. They shoot one and misses, they shoot another one. Within seconds, you're right. And they know, as a matter of fact, it seemed like they were talking about starting to shoot them down now.
The thing is, though, it's not just about shooting down the missiles. if war breaks out, Seoul, South Korea is going to get nailed, and you're talking about 100,000 casualties in the first day anyway. I mean, that's the issue there.
Here's the two things.
Not so much us.
China, on their state-run news agency, said that if the North Koreans were to start something, that they would not get involved. But if the United States and South Korea were to start something, they would have to get involved. So China has kind of taken sides. So I will be looking at every single label of everything I buy for the next 6 months and making sure that I can buy North Korean, Japanese, wherever else it's made other than China.
Yeah, I don't get that point because it makes a mess out of their country. I don't get that. I don't get that stance, Frank. I don't see how it benefits them because it just It doesn't benefit them. It is ridiculous. All right, Joe, thank you. Richie, thank you. Victoria, thank you. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now, 53 past the hour, our weekly overview of the hot hits in technology, the Tech Talk segment, top five items. And we give the microphone to Victoria Keelan, who will bring us through, starting with Return to Sender, Travis Kalanick, See You Later, Alligator. When your legs are straighter, I could come up with a lot of silly stuff, but why don't you just get rid of this guy so we can move on to number four.
Yeah, Travis Kalanick, the Uber co-founder, has said, that former CEO, he is not going to be coming back. He claims that he will be Steve Jobsing it, meaning that they're going to come back to him in a few years and beg him to come back to Uber and revive the company. That might be true, we don't know, but as of right now, they're going to find a new CEO, which is probably a good thing because, you know, all of the sexual harassment and all the issues in the company were kind of blamed on Travis Kalanick's leadership style. So a new leader might actually be good for the overall stock and the company.
It all flows uphill, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four on our list of the top five, focus on smartphones, as we say in New England. What is smart about smartphones?
Yeah, also known as smartphones. A new book called iGen has explored the effects that smartphones have had on the generation that's after millennials. Right now they're being called post-millennials. I'm sure they'll be called something else later on. But they're described as basically they're teenagers now. They're more comfortable online than out partying. Post-millennials are safer physically than ever because they never leave home. And they have basically a mental health crisis that they're on the brink of because of this high rates of depression, and they have all kinds of social anxiety issues. They're not dating nearly as much as generations in the past have. There's a startling statistic about high school seniors who didn't even go to their prom. Only 50% of them went to prom, whereas baby boomers and Gen Xers, 85% went to prom. So they're They're not dating. They're like social hermits. So, and they're blaming smartphones and technology and video games and all these kinds of screens. They're really blaming this. So this is, you know, when, if you think about them, when they get to be in the workforce, what type of employees will they make? What type of managers will they make? And that's what this book, iGen, is exploring. Mm-hmm. It's not great news.
No. Number three, this is, I guess you might consider this to be great news if you're alone and you belong to LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn has 500 million users now. And, of course, this is the social network for people in corporate America. They have a new program that they've just launched. They'll play matchmaker with people who are users, and they're matching them up with mentors. So they're rolling this out. It's eventually going to be set up so that everyone who's on LinkedIn can be a mentor if they want to help someone else out. And so Tinder style, you'll see a bunch of matches. And if you swipe left or right, then you can eventually get matched up with a mentor and pick their brain, and they're probably going to have conferences and things like that. It'll probably grow into a bigger business. But a lot of people are excited about having a mentor.
All right, let's work our way into the world of hacksterism.
Yes, so this is an ongoing story. This has been a few weeks now. The hackers who cracked into Game of Thrones and HBO's database, they have issued a ransom. They wanted to be paid in Bitcoin. I don't know how much they're asking for. That hasn't seemed to be made public yet. But HBO is rightfully so. They're kind of starting to freak out. The FBI is involved. They're investigating. They're trying to figure out exactly what information and what data the hackers stole. Do they have personal information of HBO employees? Do they have emails from the company? Now, this is seven times larger, they say, than the Sony hack from a few years ago. That resulted in people's careers ending when they released a lot of personal emails. The president of Sony had to step down. It was a big, big deal. So HBO is a little bit hesitant right now. They're not sure what's going to happen next. And so this will probably still be an ongoing story. But this is a huge amount of data that was stolen.
Wow. Huge. All right, number one, those of you who are getting excited about the eclipse that's taking place August 21st,
Yeah. There's
some very important technology news.
Right. If you're not in one of the 14 states that the eclipse will pass over on August 21st, then there are still ways that you can enjoy watching everything online. NASA TV, which is their website, you can watch that. They have all kinds of really cool angles of the eclipse. They're going to show you from weather balloons, from the International Space Station. You'll be able to see the eclipse. That's going to be super cool for any of the space nerds out there. If you want to take a look at the eclipse, wherever you are, you will be able to see something. Make sure you get the right glasses. Regular sunglasses will not cut it. 4,500 libraries across the country are giving away free glasses, so go and get some.
Go get those. All right, the technology news summarized for the week in a practical way by Victoria Keelan. Thank you. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.